We've been talking this week about my book, Bringing Up Boys, wherein I quoted one mother who said, "The tendency of boys to leap and then listen drives me crazy." She said, "I just can't tell my boys clean up. If I do, they'll put one or two toys away and assume that the task is done. I've learned that I have to be very, very specific." This mother has found that boys don't respond very well to subtle hints, but they need requests and demands clearly outlined. "I'll put a basket of clean laundry on the stairs, and the boys will pass it by 20 times, and not once will it occur to them to stop and carry it upstairs," she says. Does this sound familiar? It'll be the boy at the birthday party who will throw cake, or put his hands in the punch bowl, or mess up the games for the girls. Why are they like this? Some would say their mischievous nature has been learned from the culture. Really? Then why are boys more aggressive in every society around the globe? And why did the Greek philosopher Plato write more than 2,300 years ago, "Of all the animals, the boy is the most unmanageable"? The reason is testosterone. It's the high-octane fuel that runs the masculine engine. And it's the wise parent who learns to understand and channel it.
You can find more Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson at myfamilytalk.com.